Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ladies and gentlemen, a lot on the agenda today. Joe Biden selects Senator Harris as his vice presidential running mate. It's on like Donkey Kong. There's a changing of the guard, ladies and gentlemen, nationally and locally. Don't forget to catch my post analysis on MSNBC Sunday morning, CBS 46 during the week. I will bring you all of my breakdowns and predictions. We've already heard from Sheriff-elect Patrick Labatt earlier in the show. We also have DA-elect Fannie Willis on the program. Fannie, Madam DA, how are you?
Awesome this morning. I'm just excited to be here with you, my friend, and I'm excited for this great day for my county and my community.
You know, I got to say this. You fought an aggressive fight. It was a campaign that had significant impact in Fulton County, and not just Fulton County, but really our national conversation about police reform and social justice and the criminal justice system. I'm proud of you. This is not an easy task to defeat an incumbent district attorney who had been elected since 1997. I know you probably have not slept much, if at all, but I wanted to give you an opportunity just to tell us how you feel, what you're looking forward to, and a moment to say thank you to the supporters on this radio show that supported your campaign.
Well, I think we should start with the thank you. The first is I really need to just give the honor to God. He is the center of my life, and he had a promise for me. And don't you know God is faithful, and he delivered
yes.
That promise. And I am so thankful to the voters of Fulton County. They did not get distracted. They did not believe the falsehood. I think they really looked into my heart, and they listened to my message. And ultimately, they decided that they wanted a district attorney with integrity. They understood that it is important to have a district attorney that is fair and just to everyone. And they gave me their votes and their confidence. And Rashad, you know, if I have to kill myself doing it, I'm going to work my tail off to make sure that I do not let them down.
Sister, I got to tell you, you have just had such a remarkable career. I've known you for a long time. I know some members of your family. Your daughter is a remarkable, brilliant young scholar who's continuing her education and will do great things as well. I'm sure she is proud of Mama.
She's proud of Mama, but you know, the attacks, they were hard for my children. And so, you know, sometimes I had to tell them, get off of Twitter, like, who cares? But I told her last night again, it ain't what they call you, it's what you answer to. And this morning, Rashad, Richie, if I can just have one little moment of braggadocio, they call me Madam District Attorney. And so all of those ugly names, because I really got called some very ugly, hurtful things, They don't matter. They never mattered because they weren't the truth. They weren't my heart. And you do know me. Your listeners don't have that benefit. But I'm absolutely here for the entire community. I am not going to allow African Americans or anyone in this community to be harassed or to be tormented or to be abused by any other group. But I am going to make sure that all groups are treated justly.
Let's talk briefly about some of your initiatives, pre-diversion, pre-trial programs, so that those who are who have unfortunate run-ins with law enforcement, they get a second chance if they deserve it. You talked about that a lot on the campaign trail. Give us some more insight into that possibility.
I am really excited. It is not this morning. It's not a possibility. It is a reality that we are going to put
right.
the pieces together for. What it will be, Rashad, is, as you and I know, when someone is arrested, they're arrested on probable cause. My office will now take the case and will investigate it. And sometimes we're going to find out that the police were absolutely correct in their assessment to arrest, that we believe that the law has been broken. But instead of returning an indictment, which is a formal charge, and it's a formal charge that has a lot of consequences, a lot of consequences for student loans, a lot of consequences for employment. Instead of making that decision, we are going to show mercy to nonviolent offenses and especially youthful offenders, but also older people that make mistakes. And we are going to allow them to do different things to pay back their community, because you have to pay back in terms of community service. We're going to look at their education. Is there a gap here in education where they can do things that will improve their life and hopefully forever take them out of the criminal justice system? Those that complete the customized program for them, we won't bring those charges. We'll just let that case go away. You and I both know I am a dreamer, but I know the reality is that some people will be offered that program and they will fail. And guess what? They will be charged. But so many people will take that opportunity and change their lives. And I truly believe that we are going to, in the first year, touch the lives of thousands. Because remember, for one, every young man or woman's life I change, they are not, you know, operating alone. They are operating in a family. And if now, instead of fighting charges, you will have employment or you are bettering yourself through education, I mean, think of all the lives we can touch. And I'm just, I mean, the community should be excited this morning, and I am just beyond excitement about getting to put together the dreams that I have for this county.
I'm thankful for you. You and I have talked about this before in our conversations. I benefited from a program like that when I was 17 years of age in DeKalb County. I caught a felony. I was facing 22 years in prison. I ended up being put into one of these programs that gave me a first offender status. I had 5 years probation. I did have to serve 1 year, but I was felony free when I got out of jail. Because I am felony free today, it has allowed me access in the marketplace like I have. And as you know, I'm in law school today. And a lot of that has to do with that one program that changed my life when I was 17 years of age.
And that's what people need to realize. One act of kindness can change things. I did not like the way this race went. I did not like the divisiveness. And that's what I really believe that my opponent was sowing. We definitely have some deep-seated wounds in our community, but those need to be healed. We need to get to restoring. And we also need to make this community safer, Rashad. I mean, I am going to be the district attorney. We are going to prosecute violent criminals. But I haven't met anybody, white, black, red, or polka dot, whether they live in my city, the great city of South Fulton, or whether they live in Milton or anywhere in between, that wants the idea of living in a society that is unsafe. Anyone that thinks it is okay for their door to be kicked in or for them to be brutalized or shot or whatever the fact might be. So we are not going to use our resources on these petty crimes. We're going to send them to diversion programs, all while we can focus them on removing these people that would just do us and our family harm. We had a great day. Today is historic.
Did the district attorney, Paul Howard, give you a call and congratulate you on the victory?
No, sir.
All right. There you have it. I appreciate you, Madam DA. Thank you, sister, for coming on the program. And we're praying for you, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Please keep me covered in prayer. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, the new district attorney of Fulton County. She will be sworn in. It takes a few months. She will be sworn in and assume the role. She is the DA-elect. The traditional phone call that candidates will typically give their political opponent, I'm seeing that is not happening as much as it used to. It used to be very coordinated by the staff of both political campaigns, and they would always, by the end of the night, coordinate the phone call. I've been involved in coordinating phone calls on both sides. That is becoming a lost reality in politics. I will say that District Attorney Paul Howard was very gracious in his public comments about the victory of Fannie Willis. But as Ms. Willis said, there was no phone call to congratulate her. 404-892-2703. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show. There's a changing of the guard, ladies and gentlemen, nationally and locally. Don't forget to catch political analysis on CBS 46 News and my post analysis on MSNBC this Sunday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, we will have District Attorney-elect Fannie Willis will be on the show today. Sheriff Melody Maddox from DeKalb County, she won her race as well. She will be on the program. We're coordinating with Ted Terry, who won his commission race in DeKalb County. All of them have been regulars on the show, as well as Chief, now Sheriff-elect, Patrick Labatt. We have Sheriff-elect Patrick Labatt on the show. I know he has not slept at all, but he decided to tell voters thank you this morning. A few precincts are still out. They have not reported 100%, but I'm calling the election. You can take that to the bank. Sheriff-elect, how are you?
I am absolutely outstanding. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you, your audience. If you recall, the first place I made my announcement was with you. And so
it was right here, man.
It was right here. And I really want to say thank you. Your supporters and audience have been absolutely great. And what a wonderful time for Fulton County, for my family personally, and certainly just an opportunity for us to really move into the future with a lot of momentum. So thank you so much. Thank you.
No, we thank you. And it's because of your work, Sheriff. It's because of your work. You were a game changer as our chief for the City of Atlanta Corrections. You work with us every year with our clothing drive. You work with me personally when I went to you and said, listen, I want to bail everybody out of your jail, when we still were on the old system. And then you were part of the transformation to eliminate that cash bond system for the City of Atlanta. You have simply been on the right side of the issues, and that translated to the heart and mind of others. And that's why you won this race, man. Man, how is your family? Because I know your wife and kids got to be excited.
Everyone's excited. Everyone is super excited. Thank you for your texts and calls. You know, my wife had surgery a couple weeks back. She tried to hold off till after the election, and she's
is she
doing
okay?
Great.
She's doing all right.
She is, and I appreciate good. It, and I appreciate your listeners, everyone that texts and their prayers. This is just. Everyone is super excited. It's as somebody told me earlier, it's a crystallization of a dream that has come true. But now the work begins, right? And so Fulton County, I'm excited for us and our community, and it's going to take our community to help, and certainly the men and women over at the sheriff's office. I do applaud Sheriff Jackson for his work over the years, and just. Again, just a wonderful opportunity. So thank you so much.
We thank you. Sheriff, I'm not going to keep you long because I know you haven't slept much tonight. you have to get some rest, get prayed up. We'll bring you back once you get into office to talk about your initiatives and the changes you're bringing to Fulton County, to the Fulton County Sheriff's Office. Thank you for all you do, man. I'm proud of you.
Hey, man, thank you so much. And I'm equally as proud of you. I've watched you climb and scratch your way to the top. What an inspiration. So thank you, and let's do this together.
We'll do it together. We'll talk soon, Sheriff.
Hey, man, thank you. Okay.
All right, there you have it. The Sheriff-elect of DeKalb County. I'm sorry, of Fulton County, excuse me. Sheriff-elect of Fulton County, Patrick Labatt. He will occupy office once he is sworn in. The sheriff does have to be sworn in by a judge. That will take place in the next few months. But he has a transition period, and that transition period will be tough. But he had new ideas. He had fresh insight. He thought the sheriff's office could be much more than a place to house inmates and serve warrants. And he said that during every debate I moderated. He said that on this program. And this was the show. I want you to realize how significant it is. It was on this show that he made his first announcement that he's actually running for sheriff. It was on this program. He didn't go to the local news agencies. He didn't put out a Facebook text. He came on this program and announced to Fulton County he's running for sheriff. We've worked with Patrick Labatt for years. He's always a partner with our clothing drive, where we make sure that homeless people in this city can be clothed. Every time I've wanted to bail people out of jail, and some of you know this, some of you don't, the day before Christmas and typically Father's Day and Mother's Day, I would go to the city jail and I will pay everybody's fine. I didn't need any press, no media. I would call Chief Labatt and I would say, Chief, I want to take everybody out of your jail that can be taken out. And the chief would put a sergeant on top of getting a list, and they would calculate everyone who owes a penalty, everybody who owes a fine, and how much the total was. And I would pay it. And I would get them out of jail. As a matter of fact, one time, it was one of my Father's Day bailouts. I brought many of those men on my radio show the next day, and we just kicked it. We just kicked it in the studio for all 3 hours. It was a remarkable thing. But Chief Labatt, he did that. He helped me coordinate that because he realized how silly it was that these men were incarcerated for these fines because of money or a lack thereof. And he was one of the leaders to transform the system so that we no longer have a cash bond system for the city of Atlanta. You get a ticket now. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show. What's happening? Welcome back. A changing of the guard nationally, locally. We've already heard from District Attorney-elect Fonnie Willis this morning on the show. We heard from Sheriff-elect Patrick Labatt. We will hear from Commissioner-elect Ted Terry. He will call and be on the show in just a few moments. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have the sheriff, not sheriff-elect, the sheriff of DeKalb County, first female voted in as sheriff in DeKalb. Remarkable public servant, has been blazing the trail since occupying that post. Melody Maddox. Sheriff Maddox, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Rashard. Thank you so much. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. I know you have not slept much at all. It was almost like every time I turned around, you were running another election. So you've had a lot of elections in a very short amount of time.
I have, but you know what, Rashard, the Bible says there's no rest for the weary, and I got to keep it moving, especially since I'm dedicated and committed to my community. But yeah, I had the, for people that don't know, I had the special election, I had the primary, and now the special runoff. But not only that, I have the general in November, so I'm at it again in November, and I just want to say thank you so much to the citizens of DeKalb County because they showed up and showed out. They did not let the this pandemic keep them from getting out and their voice being heard with their vote. And so I thank them so much for that. And you're right, I am the sheriff.
And Sheriff Maddox, there's an excitement about your leadership. You have already proven to the voters that you are going to be the sheriff you campaigned. You are the sheriff you campaigned you would be. And that's why they showed up for you, and they will continue to show up for you. We just wanted to say a big congratulations to you. You know, you always have an opportunity to come on this program. We've been friends for a long time. Just very proud of you. And if you need anything, we're a phone call away. And this is, once again, this is what voting does. Voting changes leaders, and leaders implement policy. And you've already implemented some remarkable policies at the sheriff's office.
Well, thank you so much, Rashard, and, you know, thank you for your work that you do in the community, and I look forward to continuing to working together as we excel to make things greater for all of us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheriff. Try to get you a little rest today, okay? A little bit.
Rashard, you do know that doesn't happen. We don't stop. We got to keep it moving. I'm like, it's a McFadden and Whitehead. Ain't no stopping us now. We're moving on.
Ain't no stopping us now.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Sheriff Maddox. All right, we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. All right, there you have it. The sheriff of DeKalb County won another election. And then she got to do it again. So you have literally four elections within a very short time frame for Melody Maddox because of how Sheriff Maddox was positioned into that office. It created a scenario where there was a special election, then a primary, then a primary runoff, and now the November election. All right, we got more on the other side. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, the Rashard Richard Morning Show. All right, don't forget to catch me on CBS 46 News this week, also on MSNBC on Sunday morning. Yes, I am way over time, but Ted Terry, Commissioner-elect of DeKalb County, no stranger to WALK and a good friend, is on the line. Commissioner, we have 1 minute, but I wanted to make sure I got you on the show. How are you, sir?
Thanks, Rashard. I appreciate it, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me for a few minutes.
Absolutely, man. You had a tough election. It went into a runoff. You are now the commissioner-elect of DeKalb County. You've always run very, very successful campaigns. Tell us what you plan to do once you occupy that office officially.
Yeah, well, the most exciting thing, I think, for not just DeKalb, but also Fulton, is you have a lot of new people coming in. And we look at the sheriff races, the DA races, and look at the commissioner and city councils. Oh, yeah, sorry. We got a critical mass of, like, elected officials who I think are ready to actually make some serious criminal justice reform measures. And, you know, number one that comes to mind is, you know, Sheriff Melody Maddox, also reelected in DeKalb, made ending cash bail, you know, one of her platforms. And so, like, you know, opportunity for us to actually make some real systemic changes to at the local level, which is what people have been demanding. And I want to deliver on that.
Well said, Commissioner-elect. I appreciate you, man. We'll bring you back once you get sworn in, okay? Congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, Rashard.
All right. We'll talk soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.